102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Here are three things you need to know.
Thanks, X-Man. All right, three things you need to know. The ever-important weekend forecast. Your Shark Bites brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club. Online at jimmysoncongress.com. For today, sunny. And then 76 for high, so not bad. Cloudy tonight, good sleeping weather down to 54. And Saturday and Sunday look beautiful. Temps in the upper 70s for Saturday and a little bit warmer on Sunday, but a gorgeous weekend. We do need the rain, but that doesn't seem to be coming in over the weekend, that's for sure. Dan Alexander is in the Shark News Tank. Dan, what's going on with the water in Portsmouth?
Sarah, the city of Portsmouth Water System says it has flushed the hydrants to clear up the water that appeared to be discolored on Thursday. Residents should now run cold water in their own taps for about 10 minutes to clear up their own pipes. The water system says the discoloration was caused by iron and magnesium buildup on the water main, and there's no health issue with using the water. In the Shark News Tank, I'm Dan Alexander.
All right. Thank you, Dan. And mark this date on your calendar, August 9th. It's an event for the Community Children's Fund. It's the Rock the Mic benefit. It's going to be 100% of musicians' tips, live music there, and the musicians are all giving their tips, and the band proceeds are going to the Community Children's Fund to support their mission of providing warm clothing, bedding, and footwear to local children in need. There's going to be a 50-50 raffle, great prizes from Bayside Distributing. That's all on August 9th. It all starts at 5 o'clock at Shooter's Pub in Exeter. It's 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan. It's Friday Funny Time. Here's a quick scene from Jerry Seinfeld when his parents were concerned about his finances on the show.
How would you feel if we sold the Cadillac?
What? The Cadillac I bought for you?
It's so much car, Jerry.
We already sold it.
We want you to have the money.
I don't need the money.
What are you talking about? You had a check bounce at the bodega.
Oh, is that what this is all about? I bounced a check and you sold a Cadillac?
Well, also, Jerry, we read an article in the Sun Sentinel. It says that stand-up comedy is not what it used to be, what with Def Jam and all.
I don't know what that means, but anyway, Jerry Seinfeld is coming to Bank NH in Guilford, and you could win your tickets. The show is next Friday, August 8th. And we've got your tickets for you. All you have to do is sign up right there at shark1053.com or on the Shark app. Also, you can play the Brain Strain coming up next week. Today, just after 8 o'clock, I've got tickets for the Goo Goo Dolls and for Chicago. That show is tonight. That's coming up soon on your Friday morning. 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning. I'm Sarah Sullivan. It is Friday Funny Day. It's also National Girlfriend Day. Here's Anthony Jeselnik on his sensitive girlfriend.
My girlfriend now is pretty cool. One of the good ones, I think. If I had to nitpick, I'd say sometimes she's a little too sensitive. Like the other day she got her hair cut, got 2 inches trimmed off of her hair, and then came home and cried about it for 2 hours. Over a haircut, I couldn't believe it. So finally I went to her, I said, baby, what are you so upset about? It's just a haircut. I'm the one who's got to find a new girlfriend. She got mad. She got really mad like a month ago because she had emailed me a naked picture of herself, which is a nice thing to do. But then I messed up and I accidentally forwarded that email to both of my parents. Now, my girlfriend is furious, like mortified, but I don't even care. Because now I've got to call up my mother and say, Mom, I am so sorry. That picture was just for Dad.
Oh, no. Oh, I love Friday funnies. Coming up just after 7 o'clock, more things that you need to know to start your day and welcome you to your weekend.
102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Here are three things you need to know.
Thanks, X-Man. Your Shark Bites, all brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club, online at jimmysoncongress.com. For today, we're going to have scattered showers here and there, but then sunny, 76 for a high. A nice night for sleeping tonight, 54. Saturday and Sunday look beautiful, sunny with temps in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Dan Alexander is in the Shark News Tank, and there's something going on with Portsmouth Water. What's happening, Dan?
Sarah, the city of Portsmouth Water System says says it has flushed the hydrants to clear up the water that appeared to be discolored on Thursday. Residents should now run cold water in their own taps for about 10 minutes to clear up their own pipes. The water system says the discoloration was caused by iron and magnesium buildup on the water main, and there's no health issue with using the water. In the Shark News Tank, I'm Dan Alexander.
All right. Thank you, Dan. And mark your calendars for August 9th. There's a great event. It's the Rock the Mic event. Now, they're saying it's the last one. Aw. They're doing a backyard bash celebrating 15 plus years of local music memories and community giving. This year, the recipients of the event, the Community Children's Fund that we like, we love them actually. There's going to be a 50-50 raffle and great prizes from Bayside Distributing. 100% of all the musicians' tips, band proceeds are going to the Community Children's Fund, and they provide bedding, footwear, warm clothing to local children in need. That's Rock the Mic, very last Rock the Mic event at Shooter's Sports Pub right there on 6 Columbus Avenue in Exeter. All right, you're all caught up. Coming up, we say thank you to one of our community partners of Shark in the Park. That's coming up in 15 on 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan. It's the Shark Morning Show. I love it when I have company in the Shark Tank. I have Brian Hughes from Holy Rosary Credit Union. Some people say HRCU. Thank you so much for coming into the tank, Brian.
Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate being here, and both are correct.
First and foremost, thank you so much for being a community partner for Shark in the Park. We love it. It's a great community event. And to have you on board in our community, come on board with the event is awesome. So yay, Brian. Yeah. Did you make that decision yourself?
Happy to be. Well, sure, I did. It's going well. So of course I did. Yeah.
All right.
It's great.
Very good.
Great to be part of it.
Tell us a little bit about HRCU. Where did you start? Where are you now?
Yeah, so we started back in 1962 in Rochester.
Oh, wow.
We started at Holy Rosary Church.
Yep.
At the parish. And interestingly, back in 1962, the French Canadians in Rochester were having some trouble doing their banking with all the banks in town.
So they went to Father McDonough and they said, Father, would you hold this for me? I got a whole bag of coins. No, I don't know.
That's exactly what happened.
Is that?
Yeah. So okay. The parishioners actually got together, and there was 8 founding members of Holy Rosary Credit Union.
Yeah.
They each put in $50. So we started with $400.
Get out.
I can't do my math. $400.
Wow.
That started the credit union. And then after church, people would go in and deposit money into the metal drawer there.
Yep.
And that's how it all started, believe it or not. Now we've grown to 24,000 members.
Wow.
Throughout New Hampshire. And we also do serve York County, Maine. We opened a new branch over in Greenland, which we're really excited about. We just opened that in November.
Right next to Pink Hippo.
Right next to our friends at the Pink Hippo. In fact, what's great is we have a wonderful partnership with them. We have a double door between the two businesses. Mm-hmm. So when we're open, we've created this community lounge in the credit union. You come into the Pink Hippo or come into the credit union, and you get this really nice lounge space. Come in. We have a chip for a free coffee. Go into Pink Hippo, get a coffee, come in, and
get treats.
We have Wi-Fi and all
fabulous.
That stuff.
Oh.
So we've really been welcomed by the community in the Greenland area, and we have our community happy hours the last Friday of every month in the summer, which has been great. Greenland's been great. It's a great community, and the branch is doing really well, and we're growing, and really happy to do that.
Well, it sounds like, Brian, you have the same sort of mindset that I do and that we do here at The Shark. It's all about community. Coming up next, we're going to quiz Brian on New Hampshire trivia. You ready?
I've been studying.
Yes. As you'll ever be. A guy coming from Massachusetts. We'll see how well you do.
I've been up here for a little while.
All right. All right. That's on the way. On 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan, and I have Brian Hughes from HRCU in the Shark Tank and our very own Shawnee O.
Call a friend here.
We were just talking to Brian about the credit union and how it began with a couple of Irish people getting together and putting their coins together. We're going to quiz them on New Hampshire trivia. Now, you don't hail from the 603. You are not born, live free, or die. However, we'll take you. You've been here for 20 years, yeah?
21 years.
21 years. years.
Yeah,
okay.
And, yeah, I started in the 508.
It's going to be all New Hampshire trivia. Here is question number one. Now, if you need a lifeline, you can call on Shawnee. All right, Brian.
I'm going to try to do it myself.
Neighbors helping neighbors
right.
here.
Yes, neighbors right. helping neighbors, that's
neighbors
right.
Neighbors, neighbors here, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What is New Hampshire's state rock?
We got that.
Granite?
Yes.
Granite.
Is granite
that's
a rock?
Right. Yes,
go.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay, okay, okay.
I got one.
This question was actually on the Shark Morning Show.
Oh, geez.
So I hope that you listen. We had, I think Nancy got this question correct. How many counties are there in New Hampshire? You might know this because you're a banker and you're constantly looking at the territory.
I'm going to have to guess.
You can also do the lifeline because he's going to be entertaining with this one.
No, yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Of course,
guess.
Go right ahead.
10.
Yes.
Is that right?
I was going to say 11. I would have been wrong. Wow.
That is correct.
Are you serious? I got that right?
Let's go.
Wow. Let's go. That's pretty good.
That is two absolutely correct.
Does he win if he gets all five?
I don't know.
What do we
must
here?
Have like, yeah, I got an old shark shirt from like 2012 or something. We can give him that, sure.
I'm trying, man.
Collector's item. How about that?
All right. This one, all New Hampshire children had to take civics, of course, in classes. You must have done in Massachusetts. But we learned this, I think, maybe in fourth grade. But what is the state bird of New Hampshire?
I think it's a purple bird.
Yes. Wow.
But I don't know the name.
He's not just like a banker.
I mean, he gets 50%
for that. You get at least
50% for that.
I remember I see the bird, but I don't, it's like a, it's not a finch.
Yes, it is.
It is. Oh my God.
Okay. Bro, this one is a gimme, but the follow-up may stump you up. Okay. What's the largest city in New Hampshire?
I'm going to say Manchester.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Follow-up question, what is the second largest city
in
New Hampshire?
I got my guess on that.
I'm going to say Nashua.
Yes.
I would agree.
Wow. Holy moly.
Jeez.
Woo.
I thought it was a trick question. I thought Nashua might have been first, but no. Nashua's crazy. But
Manchester,
no, that's great.
Yeah, he's definitely.
He's put my 21 years in the 603 to good use.
Can I get a bonus question?
Yes.
I got a good one. What is the best credit union in New Hampshire? That's on there, right? That
wait a minute. I thought I was going to give you the question.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
Brian
sorry.
Hughes.
Well,
HRCU. Holy Rosary Credit Union. It's been a pleasure. And again, Brian.
Thanks, Sarah.
My thank you personally for being a community partner for Shark in the Park.
We're really happy. We're right down. We're in downtown Dover.
Yeah.
And we see the park there go by it all the time. So it's great seeing it all
sense.
Full with kids and the community. So you guys do a great job.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for coming. Congratulations to Bernie. Bernie from Rollinsford. He is going to see the Goo Goo Dolls. And Anna Marie called after that. She's from Rochester, and she is going to see Chicago tonight. What a band that is. I'm telling you, if you've never seen Chicago live, you might want to consider getting to Guilford tonight. I don't have any more tickets left because Anna Marie just won them. And Bernie, however, go check out the show. I know, let's be real here. I know that it's hard sometimes to get out of the house. Like, one of the venue guys in the area said that his biggest competition is the sofa. And I get that because we get home, right? And we get comfortable. But when you see live music in the summertime, there is nothing like it. We've got a complete list of shows for you right there at shark1053.com or on the Shark app. 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. It's National Girlfriends Day today. So if you want to take your girlfriend out, maybe a nice Italian restaurant, make sure your wife is... I'm kidding. That was an old Italian joke about girlfriends and wives. But anyway, I'm Sarah. Jim Gaffigan got married a long time ago when he still had a girlfriend. But here he is on meeting his in-laws for the first time on Friday Funnies.
I do have a wife. I got married. My wife changed her name. I know some women have a problem with that. But I wanted her to have my old girlfriend's name. So call me old-fashioned, but this fella does what the Bible tells him. Bible doesn't say that at all. He's dumb as a rock. I don't think my wife's parents like me, though. Because apparently when you meet someone's mother, you're not supposed to hug her and go, oh, yeah. This feels right. And if their dad's short, don't try and pick him up.
Oh, you're like a little baby daddy.
Oh, my God. That's Jim Gaffigan on Friday Funnies. We're going to have another one for our Friday morning coming up in about 15 minutes from now on The Shack.